Well, Joe, first of all, you had an announcement here today on your first Hall of Fame members for NARD.
Yes. Last year, the NARD system celebrated our 40th anniversary, and we decided then that it was time to honor some of the people that have were very prominent and had spent a lifetime of working for our system. So today we announced those first-time inductees into our Hall of Fame, and then September 23rd we will officially induct them into our Hall of Fame at our annual conference in Kearney.
And they are?
For NARD employee, that went to Ron Bishop. His central NRD manager for 40 years. For NRD board member, it went to Dick Mercer, also on Central Platte NRD. Been a board member from the very beginning, really been involved. And then for supporter, that went to Senator Maurice Kramer, and his son Bob was here representing him. He was one of the senators that started the bill to get the NRD system in place back in 1969.
Well, it's nice recognition for those folks. Nebraska's NRD system is kind of the envy of the nation, isn't it?
Yes, you know, we're very unique. You know, we're the only system of its kind. You know, Senator Kramer, when he started this out, we had 154 individual districts and you know, broke it up and by major river basins and started out with 24 NRDs. There's now 23. There was one that's combined after that. You know, we really are envy of most states around.
And those NRDs are facing some challenges right now with the drought we've had here the last couple years, pretty much statewide. A little relief in some areas this year, but there's some challenges right now.
Yes, really is. You know, everybody in a drought time really pays attention to you know, how much water we have, and you know, it becomes the big talk. And the NRDs, you know, we work on it all the time. You know, water quality and water quantity. But you know, I think that's the thing that you know, the NRDs, you know, we've really worked hard on. And where we are unique is that we are locally elected and locally funded, and we take care of those problems locally. And I think there's, you know, it's the best way to handle them. Those people at home know the problems and can come up with the ideas to, you know, how they best need to be managed.
And, of course, you got NRDs that cooperate together on different programs, and yours is an example of that with, the Twin Platte NRD?
Yes. The Twin Platte NRD, the Upper Republican, the Middle Republican, the Lower Republican, last year went into a joint. We purchased about 20,000 acres. And that land is going to be turned back to native grass. We will use that water off of that ground. Part of it will be pumped into the Republican side, in the Republican basin. Some will be pumped into the Platte to help their needs. And on the Republican side, it's going to help us stay in compliance with Kansas. On the Republican side, it looks like we're going to have water running by the end of the year.
And we've got a task force in the state now looking at water funding, I believe. They're kind of investigating the needs there and what needs to be done going forward. I assume you folks are pretty involved in that as well?
Yes. We have a board member that serves on the commission, Kevin Fornoff, and he represents us. And, you know, we get updates from them frequently. And you know, I think they're working hard to figure out how's going to be the best way to fund some of these projects and what projects need to be funded.